You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Or four strings if you're playing a certain bass, right?
Well, no, but he said guitar.
I mean, a bass is a guitar.
Well, bass guitar.
Yeah, yeah, we got him on his guitar, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's he tried to hit you with the well, actually.
No, that was a well, actually.
That's how you get him.
That was a well, actually.
Welcome to a Friday, baby. We got Lopez on some words. We're feeling good, baby. Yeah, get you some smelling salts. Get that going. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Again, happy Friday to you. Let's get going and have a good day. That's John Lopez.
By hook or crook.
I'm Reginald Attitude. By hook or by crook, we will have a good day today. And, of course, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos wearing a hat that says wine fine.
Yeah, shout out to my homegirl, Jess. She had her own wine brand.
Ah, okay.
She gave me this hat. So sometimes I throw it on just to support a little bit.
I was just wondering if they got it backwards or something.
I decided to wear a ball cap
today. Yeah, everybody's wearing a hat. Y'all didn't let me know.
Yeah.
That I'm supposed to wear a hat today.
I wear them on the weekends, but I'm like, you know what? Why not? Freedom boats, by the way. That's my boat.
Okay, very good. Yeah, excellent.
Look at us promoting some stuff with these hats.
I'm just saying it's my boat.
I'm not promoting nothing except for
walking advertising.
I paid for that sucker.
Very sad twist that I have right now in my head. Oh, wow. Okay, so the question of the day is going to be very fun because someone said their father-in-law. All right.
Uh-oh.
Forced to life.
1040 can't get here fast enough.
We'll get there when we get there. All right, but let's talk a little bit about your Houston Texans.
Ooh, Kevin Durant.
Oh, wait, before we even get there, I should remind you, because some of y'all already know it, but if you don't, get involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610, or you can get involved in a different way, and we always salute the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, which is Sports Radio 610, or on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. All right, a quick programming things, as I'm already, like, we're going to have B. Scott in today. I know that's been a little sporadic of late, but he will be in the building.
I thought he didn't like the show for a minute, man.
You know what? I was
ducking and dodging the show.
We roasted him about that John Wick take, and he ain't been back since. You noticed that, right?
Yeah, and that was training camp.
So,
that's right.
So we'll have
that
B. Scott.
Like a month ago.
In the 11 o'clock hour.
I got that thing.
Oh, well, you know, I got to fill in, so I can't do it. Don't worry about
you
it.
You know what? I got to watch my kids today.
Yeah.
Those kids kept popping up now, didn't they?
Got to water the plants.
That's right. We will be giving away a 4-pack. Of U of H tickets to when they face off against Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. So that'll happen later on in the program as well. But let's start again, as I said, by talking about the Texans. So they're done with the joint practice is what I was looking for. And it was indeed an open practice up there in Detroit between the Texans and the Lions. And so all that remains for your Texans on what I would view as the training camp preseason slate before we get into like the realness of the regular season is a preseason game tomorrow, 12 noon, 9 a.m. is when countdown starts. Sean and Seth have you covered there to get you ready for what is a battleground day for the twos, the threes, and everybody trying to make a 53-man roster. And with that in mind, who are going to be the pieces on the chessboard of sort? Who are going to be the actors in the battleground? Who's playing for Ja tomorrow?
Yeah, bring your game or bring your playbook. I mean, that's what tomorrow is. Figuratively,
it's just speaking. The iPad now, right? Yeah, like it's the team issue iPad.
Figuratively speak, work with me here.
No, I hear you. It made me think again.
They still actually had like a big old play, a physical.
I'm sure there's one somewhere.
The coaches
probably have like a big binder.
Who's most likely to have the physical playbook for all the players?
I think both coordinators have like a binder.
No, but like as a team, because I know. Look, let's be honest.
Patriots. No, they're pretty advanced.
I was like, all the teams now, it's all digital.
Bengals.
The Bengals. Wait. All right. So that goes one of two ways. Too cheap to get an iPad, but also, are they too cheap to pray for all that printer paper?
Well,
that's also, you know what I mean?
No, the coaches actually got to buy the printer paper.
Yeah.
They got to bring it from home.
Yeah. Hey, man,
bring
your
own
ink.
Paper.
We need some more ink.
Whenever all the players show up for a training camp, they have a list like all the school back to school.
Yep.
Yeah. We need 3 reams of paper, some number 2
binders.
Pencils, binders, Kleenexes.
Bring your game or bring your playbook. Tomorrow. I mean, technically there are jobs on the line. Some of these guys will get another job.
And I really do feel like
won't.
In a salute to obviously Nick Caserio, the entirety of the front office, D'Amico Ryans, this does feel like I expect to, when Tuesday comes through and people are cut down, by Wednesday, Thursday, a number of the guys that we've seen and we've watched in training camp, I expect that a good amount of them, obviously outside of the 53, probably I might say like 55, 60, end up on a roster somewhere, because it really does feel like they put together a good group this
game. I think this is one of a prime place for other teams to poach. I really do. That said, though, they want to play here. You know, this is where they were. They obviously either arrived here via, you know, free agent or trade, or they were drafted or whatever. But some guys are gonna lose jobs here. So I've got a list of names.
Names.
I'm going to name names.
Name names, damn it.
Anybody on this list that's not on this list, feel free to add. But yes or no, they got to bring their game or else they're bringing their playbook. Justin Watson.
Yeah, and what's funny is it seems like yesterday, at least according to John Harris, obviously you want to make sure you check out his Harris hits, and it became even more important for the practice yesterday, considering the, you know, flow of information being, you know, trickled down a little bit. A man like John Harris, who has free reign of these practices and really can break it down, obviously a great football mind. Seems like Justin Watson had a really, really good day, which is necessary, but he might be too far beyond.
Maybe.
Because it felt like, who was he competing with at this point? We feel, obviously, we know Locks, Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, the young cats, when you talk about Higgins and Noel. Xavier Hutchinson feels like an absolute.
That's 5.
That's 5. I think at that point, you're talking about, is he beating out Braxton Berrios?
He's on this list.
So those two guys are going to need to.
Figgy.
Yeah.
Justin Watson, bring your game or bring your playbook, and Braxton Berrios. Yes and yes, or yes and no?
I think it's yes and yes playing for this, but I think that's more of a numbers situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Braxton Berrios is an interesting one because he clearly brings high-level value in the return game.
Mm-hmm.
They've utilized him as a pass catcher as well. I don't want to neglect that
because
we're not talking about Steven Sims here.
Yeah.
But, you know, the size, and then also seeing the ways in which you have Kirk and Noel kind of giving you a little bit of that, some more speed ability. But yeah, I think that both of those guys are in that place where, especially considering you're not just doing how many of the guys in this room, you're also thinking of how many of the guys are we going to keep on the back end of any room. And there are some other rooms where you could look at wanting to expand the number of guys that you keep compared to you're talking about running back. You might expand the amount of people that you keep. I do wonder, like, linebacker, how many do they keep? Obviously defensive line is one of those places where there's a lot of names that you go, how do you cut that guy where you might keep more? And it might come at the expense of wide receiver, especially considering that you have a number of guys that you feel confident in. I think both of these guys you have to watch out for.
Can you do the question again so I can answer it the right way?
They have to bring their game or else they're bringing their playbook.
Okay.
Justin Watson and Braxton Berrios. Yes and yes, they better bring their game, or do you think one of them is set?
Nah, I actually think they got to bring their game on this one. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like Noel kind of threw everything off a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
I think he's been playing so good. I think I think I wouldn't be mad if they decided to part ways with both of those receivers because they feel comfortable with Noah.
It's going to be really interesting. That's one of the interesting things to watch.
Yeah. I think if Noah wasn't playing like this, I would think one of them was a lock at least.
I mentioned John Harris. We didn't dig very deep into something he said earlier in the week about the possibility of the Texans keeping five wide receivers.
Oh, yeah.
As we get closer, and of course, we're going to talk more about this on Monday because we'll have this game in our under our belt and we'll really be looking at what the 53-man roster looks like in our eyes. But could you see a situation in which they keep five, especially considering that that would then ask you to lean heavily on these rookies in Higgins and Noel?
I really don't. I all due respect, you know, he knows a lot more than I do. I can't see any less than six receivers on this team. Let me ask you this one, and this one has been an up and down, which way is the wind blowing type of question. I don't even know if he's going to play. Probably won't, in fact. But Blake Fisher.
I'm getting closer and closer, especially with the number of linemen. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much this is a bring your playbook or keep your job. Especially, we had the, you know, pretty long discussion about how we view them viewing Blake Fisher.
Right.
And I think that with the positivity, I think they see the potential in there and they think that they can wring it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think with that being the case and understanding the way that offensive line works, I think that they're going to keep him on this roster. But obviously, he really does need to show up in a better way just because of the nature of his training camp thus far where he's had some real rough goes of it.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily, though, unless it's like an abysmal game for him if he does play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you're ending up cutting Blake Fisher.
Yeah, I agree with you, Reggie. I think even outside of the on-the-field type stuff, I just think, man, I just don't see them parting ways this early on a second-round pick.
Yeah,
if anything, to me, if you wanted to kind of get like a shocker on the offensive line that could be, I don't want to say cut, but maybe moved, I'm not sure about Cam Robinson, man, because I think if this offensive line is playing that good without him, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody hit Nick up like, yo, what's up with this left tackle?
What's up with Trent Brown?
Yeah,
Trent Brown is the one where I'd be more interested in, like, okay, maybe they make a deal for him and send him elsewhere. The only thing that I guess Trent Brown also fits into this possibly. I think Cam Robinson gives you some flexibility on where you go should something break down at any point. Like, if Ed Ingram isn't the best version of himself, if Titus Howard ends up being not as tenable on the outside as it seems like he should be.
Sure.
Like, the musical chairs that get you to a place where you still feel comfortable about your starting five feels like Cam Robinson is a part of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you would want to send that guy on somewhere else just to
recruit.
But
it seems like they've been doing the musical chairs without Cam Robinson.
They have.
So I'm just kind of curious, like, not saying the Houston Texans want to move on from him, but if he's not starting and if he's kind of like playing that swing tackle role, why wouldn't another team that probably need a tackle like that? I wouldn't be surprised if they hit him up like, yo.
On Blake Fisher, my answer is going to be he's safe for now. I think he's safe for now.
You're like, you're safe, but don't get too comfortable.
Exactly.
We watching you, brother.
I keep going back to D'Amico's press conference when he's always, you know, sort of positive and doesn't want to and he's just like, it's in there, man. I don't know. He's just got to be more consistent.
I'm there as well. Yeah. I mentioned the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go rapid fire because there's like five other names. Let's go rapid fire on
I'm interested
these.
If you're going to bring up one of the names I'm thinking about.
Tommy Togiai.
Not the name I was thinking about, but then I thought about Folu Fatukasi. Again, guys that haven't gotten a lot of burn. Togiai, I wonder how much it's about him and how much it's about others.
Like Fatukasi.
The thing about Togiai is I don't think that they were wrong, whoever it was that said it now. I'm thinking about all the quotes that we've amassed over camp and trying to associate them with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever said that he might be the most consistent player that you, I think it was D'Amico, that you have on this entire roster. I think that's true. Mm-hmm. He comes in, he gives you exactly what you expect of him, but are you getting a better defensive tackle, especially a guy that plays nose tackle in Foley? And if he can bring it, if he's still consistent, does that then push Tommy off the roster in some way?
Yeah, I'm going to say he... I don't want to call him a lock, but I wonder if it will be a numbers game when it comes to these two. I'm talking about salary number wise.
I think he's safe. I think he's safe.
Yeah, I feel like that might be the safer option if he gives you that type of production that you expect from him.
And Reggie hit the point that I was going to make. Remember what D'Amico said about Togiai, and remember what he said about Blake Fisher. That's telling. Jake Hansen.
Jake Hansen.
They relied on him last year.
They did. I think that there's a belief in him being able to step in if you absolutely need to. I have a hard time. I keep thinking about him in conjunction with Nick Neiman because it feels like they occupy the same space mm-hmm. as special teams guys. But I've recognized that I've kind of neglected our guy Hill, the linebacker as well, mm-hmm. who is just Jamal Hill. Just kind of been here. Mm-hmm. And
they like him too.
Where he also falls mm-hmm. in this, and maybe that ends up being a 2 out of 3 there mm-hmm. than more than the 1-up kind of conversation. I think as always with him, just because of the way they are with the linebackers, now you get Christian Harris back. There's a number of guys that I can easily slot ahead of him. Mm-hmm. You got a ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure about him, man.
I'm not sure about him. Yeah, because I think they liked him a lot.
Yeah, they liked him a lot, but you also got EJ Speed, who mm-hmm. been kind of balling out in preseason too. So.
I agree, 100%. Yeah. Darrell Taylor.
Darrell Taylor, I don't know. I think he's in a good place. Mm-hmm. I think that he has demonstrated himself consistently as a pass rusher. Plus, as much as D'Amico Ryans has, you know, really stepped even further into his role as full head coach and occupying that greatly, that guy is a defensive guy, and you see his eyes light up when he has an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing a guy who produces like Darrell Taylor, I get it. There's some dudes with bona fides when you talk about Derek mm-hmm. Barnett, when you talk about D'Amico Autry, that are going to make this interesting. I imagine if you defer to the coach's discretion on mm-hmm. this is a place where we might carry an extra in order to make some things fit. Defensive line might be it.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's a lock.
He's
lock.
A lock.
He's a lock lock. I just off the strength lock. Of Seth Payne talking about him a lot. Every time I hear Seth Payne talking about him, I'm like, damn.
Write that down.
We might have an all pro on the team,
man. Write that down. Seth said it. Write it down.
Yeah, Damon man. Arnett.
Yeah, nah. I mean, you need depth generally.
It's a spot they need it.
I don't feel great about him. I don't think that he's flashed mm-hmm. out there at camp. And I fall in line with the thinking that Sean Pendergast has kind of stated. Mm-hmm. More depth cornerback might still be on another roster at this point. I only feel good about really 3 and a possible mm-hmm. Cornerbacks right now, and Damon Arnett isn't one of those with all due respect to him.
Yeah, I don't see it either, man. I feel like that position right there is easily, you could probably pick somebody else off another roster or mm-hmm. bring somebody, a street free agent in to replace that. I just haven't seen nothing.
Let's do a combo on my last two. Johar Jordan and Russ Yeast.
Russ Yeast is, I mean, the depth is necessary there mm-hmm. just generally, but yeah, he's going to need the ball because I think you revert back to the place that you were prior. Everything with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, even though we had that big scare, and I know that you remain in that place where you go, hey, what happens mm-hmm. in the future if there's some re-aggravation? I don't think you can operate like that when we're talking about this 53. He was on kind of the outside. They clearly trust M.J. Stewart. I think that puts Russ Yeast in a place where he's probably
Jordan.
On the outside looking in. Jawar Jordan is so interesting because I don't know what to make about this running back. I would love to tell you that I feel confident one way or another. I have no idea what to make.
I think he's playing for a job. I think this is the epitome of last preseason game. It's close. Let's see if he can do something to go over the top.
Yeah, I agree with both of them. I'm not sure what to think of Jawar Jordan either. It's a lot of running backs on this team. And I think somebody that's playing good might get the short end of the stick on this one, unfortunately.
There have been players, multiple every year, that tipped the scales in the final preseason game. I think Jahar Jordan is facing that.
And he's every time he's gotten an opportunity, both this year and including last year, he's demonstrated an ability. I would feel kind of bad if he wasn't able to make it. And maybe that's a guy that you're one of those guys that doesn't make the 53, but you really – you try and do everything you can to get him on your practice squad.
No.
But, that's a guy that feels like he should be on a 53-man roster, either here or somewhere else, with all due respect.
Yeah, if they do try to wave him, try to get him back on the practice squad, I don't see him making it, man. I can see another team. And it seems like a lot of teams been looking for a running back, too. So I can see somebody else picking them up.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Friday. Appreciate you guys rolling with us. Coming up next, the dam open and all the Astros runs flooded out. So it was a much, much needed win in the first game versus the Orioles. Was it a Band-Aid or a good sign? Do you believe that this is real and something substantial? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And Lopez, I want you to know, anytime that you want another hit of smelling salts, I'll make that happen for you.
Is it still strong enough?
Why are you asking me when the best way to find out is opening the bottle?
I was trying to set him up.
Buddy, you're not going to get me. I'm too clever for that. My third eye is open, friend. I see.
Tell me if it's still good.
I overstand
what
you're doing.
But your nose ain't open.
I see what you did there. appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Big 7-2 victory, baby.
Yeah, man.
They basically just flipped the score of the game that they had the day prior versus Detroit.
I didn't notice.
You didn't? 7-2 victory for your Astros.
I'll say about that pitcher for the Orioles. Man, he gave up 7 runs in 2 games against Randy the Astros.
Yeah,
so,
he did.
Even more credence to the idea that Lopez jinxed him, because it was the only time
just
that man got
early,
a win,
man,
or pitched incredibly well was the day
Lopez
would have
been a god if you said that yesterday, man.
That was the last piece of a parlay, too.
That's the crazy thing. Just, what was that, 6 days difference?
Yeah.
If you made your guarantee 6 days later, we'd have been in an entirely different place.
You would have been in here peacocking, man.
Look at you.
And we wouldn't know anything about no bath salt, whatever y'all got. What's
smelling
that?
Bath salt. Yeah. Bath salt is something else, friend.
Yeah. We wouldn't.
That's
know.
Our next bet.
Who is our? Who is we in that circumstance? Because I am not included in
your next bet.
Yeah,
when you call something a lock again.
Yeah, I'm not about to be in that space. But
we'll be eating our hand and stuff.
Again, I don't know when you started speaking French, because that's not meaning what I think we mean.
This turned into a Florida show.
Yeah, must be two we's, because not that. Yeah. But yeah, offense got going, and a number of innings with crooked numbers. Mm-hmm. Like that was the big thing for me. And so let's make it very simple. 713-572-4610. Is this a short-term thing? Is it a long-term thing? Like, do you believe that this says something more about the Astros, or was this just a good game?
It was more of a Band-Aid for me, but you take it. I mean, it felt good. It was one of those that they were desperately needed. You know how like when a two-year-old, and I've got experience with this with my granddaughter, when she falls and it's not really that bad a thing, she still wants a Band-Aid, you know, because it's cool.
Or wants you to kiss it.
Yeah, or kiss it and then put a Band-Aid on. It's not even scratched, and then she feels better. That was last night's Astros game. I don't know how much, you know, it really
so
was.
So that was a boo-boo.
It wasn't meaningful. It wasn't a meaningful, you know, thing to me because – Jesus Sanchez went 5-for-5, man, after going 0-for-27.
Yeah, he was due. I love that about baseball logic. It's either, man, he's in a slump or he's due.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's never going to hit again or he's going to hit very well very soon.
Yeah.
And it is the Schrodinger's box of sorts.
Exactly.
And we got the good side of this, which, mm-hmm. look, maybe he's just out of this now. Especially when you hit five, when you get five hits, either he really was all over Brandon Young
mm-hmm.
or he's figured something out and now that's going to be a very vital, important piece that you have going forward.
That's the question because you can look at it this way, you know, last night, Jesus Sanchez, Christian Walker, and Victor Caratini were the three big bats. That's not exactly something you would expect every night.
No. However, if you come into this season mm-hmm. and you look at those guys and you go, are those guys going to be, like, mm-hmm. helpful for you? I mean, obviously, you didn't know Jesus Sanchez was going to be on the team, but if you had had some level of foresight of that, you go, oh, yeah, you need those guys to be mm-hmm. solid bats. Yeah, I think that this could actually be somewhat revelatory for this Astros team because, again, if you can continue this forward, Christian Walker is a guy that we've been lamenting for a long part of this season, and yes, he'd found a little bit of a level, but it definitely wasn't the level that we were anticipating to begin the season. Like he still has a negative WAR, which mm-hmm. is a cumulative stat.
Yeah.
So I mean, like at some point, you were hoping that he could dig himself back up out of this, but having a game like that, like if we can get Christian Walker to kind of give you more of those, I think you end up in a much better place just off of that alone, right? Because mm-hmm. You know, Carlos Correa. You know, you have Altuve. Those are guys that you can depend on a little bit more consistently. If you add in a Christian Walker doing that, now you have a nice little block of guys, especially with someone on the horizon maybe making it back to the big league.
Well, you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Here's how I would put it. Jesus Sanchez, Christian Walker, Victor Caratini, not exactly the way you would draw it up, but that's how they got to first place, by having players that you wouldn't necessarily expect all the time. We all remember the big run they made when they ended up 20 games over 500 and everything else. It was different guys every day, and it wasn't necessarily always guys that you would expect. So maybe it was more than a Band-Aid. Maybe these guys are going to be significant pieces. I still think, though, that ultimately it's going to come down to the next 3 days in terms of confidence level going down the true final stretch here, because you've got McCullers, Javier, and Arrighetti. And you got to get something out of those guys. We've talked about that. But here's the other part why I'm wondering, is it a Band-Aid or you feel pretty good about it? You feel good about the win, but feel pretty good about things, I should say. You got to get Jordan's ass up here, man. I don't care about, he's going to play again. No, man.
You said, screw these rehab starts.
Put him on a plane to Baltimore.
The rehab starts are really good, though. Yes. He's hitting the mess out of them baseballs.
And that's why you put him on a plane to Baltimore.
But you need another rehab start at this point.
You don't. Put him on a plane to Baltimore today. Today, put it. Because you need those guys that can do that thing to really bolster your lineup. Jose Altuve needs to get going. Yeah. What does he have? I was thinking of someone else. Is it Camp? I forget. But anyway, Jose Altuve has been struggling a little bit. You got to get him going. Get Yordan.
Oh, you were talking about Cam Smith.
Cam
being
Smith.
At like a 207 batting average or whatever.
Yeah, Cam Smith is the other one. So you got to get these guys up here because you can't necessarily count on Sanchez, Walker, and Caratini, every night.
Now, of course, I've decided to, again, take the more optimistic approach. I'm going to go to my alter ego, Negative Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
If you were inclined to go, this is just a Band-Aid, this is just a blip, and I'm not willing to believe it, I could easily see it because 9 of your 12 hits in this game happened while Brandon Young's on the mound. All 7 of your runs in this game happened while Brandon Young's on the mound. And again, outside of the one day where he decided to all of a sudden become Ty Cobb or something out there last Friday against your Astros, he has not been a good pitcher in the league. And so, you took advantage of a bad pitcher, which is something that you should do if you're a good team, a bad team, or any other team that's a professional one. But you did do that, and I don't know how much you can actually forecast that forward. If that was the stance point that you took, I could not be mad at you one bit.
No, I totally agree. Enjoy the win, but I wouldn't say, things are getting right all of a sudden, but please get Jordan back up here. He's not going to fix everything. We've established that. But if you can get Altuve going a little bit, obviously Jeremy Pena, Cam Smith, and then you have some relatively, successful starts from McCullers, Javier, and Arrighetti, well, then you're going to hold the Mariners off. You have a good chance of doing it.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to watch as we continue forward. And, the weekend will definitely give you a better idea on that front. But also, I think, as you were talking about, the offense. We needed offense. It's going to be vital for this team if they want to achieve any of the goals that were set out before them at the beginning of the season. And you've got some guys who are, not the greatest pitchers, but I imagine will give you a level of litmus test. You're Cade Povich tonight. He has a 4.98 ERA, which again does not scare you, but you've had bad games against worse of late.
What happened last
Friday? Right? Don't even stop for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then Sunday. Speaking of Sunday, you'll get Dean Kramer again. So these are guys that you're going to need to show up against. And can this offense continue to put crooked numbers up on the board? That begins tonight when you have Cade Povich on the mound for the Orioles, and then you look over and, of course, Lance McCullers Jr. goes for the Astros. So we will be watching that tonight with great interest. But again, it was just good to see, whether it was a Band-Aid or not, it was really good to see a good amount of runs come up and happen early in the game, especially, and give this team some confidence.
3-4-6? I don't know what to believe.
That's correct. That is the right answer, by the way. Everything that we said for the last 10 minutes does not matter. The right answer is,
I don't know.
We will see. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Because speaking of the Astros, the bullpen got a little bit of love, if this is what we want to call love. You add Craig Kimbrel to this bullpen. He will join the Major League Club immediately And in honor of that, who's a player or coach in sports that you did not like but were forced to cheer for? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next. All right, welcome to your Houston Astros, Craig Kimbrell, who last, I'm pretty sure the last time
he was... What's that Sean Pendergast drop?
Sounded like a...
That was my first reaction. Well, that was my reaction when I...
Do you know what I imagine every time I hear that sound? I imagine Charlie Brown. Like, I think that I just... That sounds... That feels like Charlie Brown to me.
Dude.
But yeah,
And now I got to cheer for that guy.
I mean, do you have to cheer for him?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Okay. I'm asking the question. I'm just asking questions. Don't jump on me.
Or feel free to boo that man if you want. Once he gets out there.
Boo that okay. Man. I mean, I cannot tell you, and I know you haven't even gotten to the question of the day yet.
By the way, question of the day. Inspired by the acquisition of Craig Kimbrell, what's a player or coach, or rather, who's a player or coach that you hated or disliked, but then were forced to root for? 713-572-4610.
Craig Kimbrell is my answer. That stupid arm thing. I guess I can't even say that anymore, can I?
I mean, you can call it stupid. Plenty of people you will root for, but you still think they do stupid stuff. You're a parent.
That's right.
You love your kids, and I bet you're like, they do stupid things.
If you're on YouTube and Twitch and don't know what I'm talking about, I'm doing it right now.
He looked like a cactus. That's all. I just always thought I was like, he'd be in a cactus real quick before he throws this ball.
It not only irritated me to no end, and he was really good, don't get me wrong. It not only irritated
back
me.
Back in 2020?
2018. Didn't they win the World Series with him closing or certainly in the back end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not only irritating. I always thought he must get tired quicker. You know, it doesn't seem right, you know, to hold your arm like that.
I always think about that with the pitchers that do those weird wind-ups. Yeah. Because it's one thing to go out there for maybe a couple pitches.
Less is more.
But just imagine throwing 30 pitches like that.
Yeah, and you do that every time and it's all stiff and you're just kind of holding it there. And it
feel like it's wasting energy.
So who's a player or coach? I got a couple that immediately popped.
I forgot that he was an all-star in 23.
2023?
Yeah, with the Phillies.
Okay.
I completely forgot.
It seemed like
all-star.
You're feeling a little better about this now.
Yeah, because last time I remember...
You're talking your way into it.
Last time I remember him being like any bit of okay was when he was with the Cubs the start of 21 before he got traded across town to the White Sox. And I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I forgot that he was actually pretty solid with the Phillies a couple years ago, even though he only had one start. He was awful last year, only had one start this year, and he was out on the street. You picked him up off the street at this point to go in your pen, which I think says a lot about where your pen is, that Joe Espada only has probably three guys that he trusts, and two of those guys are lefties. Mm-hmm. So bringing in another guy to maybe help with some of those situations. Although, I will ask you, a guy off the street, again, last year he had a 5.33 ERA. Where would you like to see him utilized?
I actually, setting aside my irritation with his stance, I actually think if you have the right approach here, mental approach as a fan, and certainly Astros as well, but as mental approach as a fan, he can be effective for the Astros. Just understand he's not going to close anything. He's not going to shut down anything. If you just get effective late inning work out of him, you know, if he's like Bennett Sousa at best, it's a sec. It's a success.
Okay.
You got to kind of change your mindset.
So sixth or seventh inning, eighth inning, every once in a while.
If your expectation is Craig Kimbrell from 2018, 2021, you're going to be very much disappointed.
I feel like we're talking about Nick Chubb right now.
But if you change your mindset, if you say in the sixth inning, in the seventh inning, gets two outs, that's a win, man. Like all feelings about that irritating setup, you know, aside, I think it's worth the risk reward here.
All right, I agree. By the way, I agree. I appreciate the front office going out and trying to find some level of remedy because you know that you don't have it in the pen. And I think that this also is some level of tacit acknowledgement that hey, the idea that we're just waiting on these reinforcements to give us all of the you know help for the pen is probably not sufficient. So I'll salute them in that. But of course, we'll see if it ultimately works. Now let's get to being haters, right?
Let's get to being haters.
Who are the players that you hated or disliked and then had to root for?
I can give you several.
Number
right
one
here.
Selection, Lopez. It is
Chris Paul.
the nut puncher himself.
Chris Paul was one. I think some Rockets fans, if you're being honest with yourself, would have to say Kevin Durant.
I've seen Kevin Durant come up here a couple of times.
Nah, I'm a Rockets fan. It's Russell Westbrook, man.
Westbrook
I seen a lot of people change their tunes and delete some tweets once he got traded here.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Nolan Ryan with the Rangers for me is another one because I just could not stop cheering for the guy, you know? And I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? But yeah, that would be one. What about you?
I'm trying to think of, I mean, I've always liked Russell Westbrook, which is an interesting one. The guys mentioning, on the morning show mentioning, Austin Rivers is a great one because for similar reasons, played at Duke, but Austin Rivers was always a player that looked like he believed himself to be significantly better than he was.
Yes, he was.
Like my go-to was, who the hell does Austin Rivers think he is? Because it was clearly a player that was much better than Austin Rivers is who he thought he was. Except, kind of did exactly what you need him to do in a lot of circumstances. He did exactly what you asked for in a lot of places. And so I couldn't be too mad at him, but I very much had a frustration towards Austin Rivers. From the 281, or rather 346, they said Ed Reed.
I was actually pulling for him. You know, it was a disaster, but I actually was pulling, and I always liked him. But hey, to each his own. Dylan Brooks comes in.
Dylan Brooks is a great answer.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks is a great answer because he always seemed like the dude who was unnecessarily annoying. Like, I get some people, their nature is brash. Like, maybe you even go to, and this isn't quite the same thing, but Ron Artest as a player, where it's like, yeah, he just kind of rough around the edges. That's just how he is.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks always felt like he was putting it on to some degree. And it always showed up really funny when he would annoy people and then they would bust his ass. And you're just like, dog, you brought this upon yourself. But he fitted exactly what the Rockets needed when they brought him here. And he really did serve an incredible purpose and fit exactly what Ime Udoka was trying to set culturally. So salute to Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, mine, and I might piss some people off with this one. But I couldn't stand J.J. Watt, man. Just being on the outside when I first moved here, and I'm just like, man, you got some schmucks out here rocking some JJ watches.
Schmucks.
I'm like, man, this dude is the corniest dude. This Mr. Captain America looking.
That's a good one. Hey,
it wasn't until Hurricane Harvey when I saw what he was doing, actually being here and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know what? He's actually a good dude. Because I still know some people that's not from here that still kind of roll their eyes at J.J. Watt. Yeah. And now I'm defending it. Yeah. I'm like, nah, he's good. He do a lot in the community. He's actually a good dude. But first, I couldn't stand him.
This is a really good one from the 512. Doesn't apply to me. I liked him where he was. I liked him even more once I got to know him a little bit. Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent is a really good one. You know, just all surly, curling his lip, doesn't talk. Snapping it. I loved that guy. I don't know what it was. I chatted with him a little bit here and there, interviewing him and being around the team back in the day when I was writing. I thought he was great. But I could absolutely see where Jeff Kent would be one that you go, oh, God, now I got to root for this guy.
I'm trying to recall if was it Evan Gattis that was on heavy on the keeper of the game type stuff? Because I never really loved that. I never loved, like, I'm not huge on the unwritten rules of baseball. I understand the places and the things that you know, the rules that it serves or the role that it serves, rather. I never really loved it. But damn, if it wasn't fun to see him get up here with no gloves and hit that baseball real far. You know what I mean? You mentioned coaches, and I think that a couple of really good ones come in. I can't speak to Bill Fitch. But someone mentioned Kevin McHale, and that is a fair point. That is a very fair point.
That's a really good one.
Kevin McHale was very ornery, very much part of that Celtics team that get in your chest and all of those things, and very annoying to watch just because he was really good. And they became the Rockets.
Hey, what about Jeff Van Gundy?
I don't think I ever personally had a problem with Van Gundy.
I didn't either, but, hell.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to say Dana Holgorsen.
That's a great answer.
I felt like a lot of people didn't really care for Dana Holgorsen, but you had to root for the Cougs.
Yeah.
You ain't going to root against them.
That's 100% a great answer.
And he did just enough to keep his job for that long, too.
Which, honestly, I think might have swung the pendulum right over the back because he did all that. They clearly put a good amount of investment behind him, Uncle Tillman did. And what did you have to show for it?
Yeah.
Like, where was all that high-flying offense that we thought? De'Aaron King going and playing in Miami and looking good now, ain't he? What happened, Holgo?
How about Charles Barkley?
Yeah, I mean, he just has that kind of... I wonder how many people actually rooted for him when he got here, though.
I was about to say, did people hate him before he got to the Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
And then had to switch their tongue. Okay.
Yeah. But he's just, he's impossible not to like when he's on your squad, especially, but just in general as well.
Someone mentioned Zach Greinke.
Oh, yeah. But I like Zach. Again, it's up to you. It's
of
the
course.
The question's for y'all.
It's personal.
Yeah, yeah. It's a personal
thing. You might have hit the nail on the head with the first one with Chris Paul. Because Chris Paul, he's just a habitual line stepper, and he's more importantly a habitual nut puncher.
Yeah.
Right? Like he is that, and I always say the nut puncher shall never prosper. But then on top of that, he is also like his MO and his get down, as he is a very great player. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He always trying to get over. Like, he's a snitch. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd be on the court like, ooh, look, his jersey not tucked in. Yeah. Come on, dog. We playing basketball right now.
Yeah. How about the Honey Badger? Teron Matthews.
No, they said Honey Badger's sensitive ass.
Yeah.
Like, I always liked him, so I will not fall in there, but I see you. Somebody said Van Gundy still rests for the Houston. He really does.
No, he does.
He would be on that broadcast talking about Bucky's. Houston.
He lives here.
Yeah.
He'd be in the middle
I'm talking about when he came to the Rockets.
Like after being the head coach of the Knicks and everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because that was rough.
All right. Yeah. It feels like we've done a lot of basketball ones.
Mm-hmm.
Are we missing some, like, football-wise, or has it just not felt to that same space?
Brock Osweiler.
Oh, yeah, you did mention Brock.
Yeah, Brock Osweiler was one.
How did you feel about Bill O'Brien when he got hired?
It was an unknown.
Yeah, okay.
To me, it was more of an unknown.
Because remember, he was in New England.
Yeah.
And then I think he ended up going to Penn State. Did he go to Penn State?
He did go to Penn State. And he did a good job.
Did a real good job, but it was in a funky situation.
He came in right after the Sandusky stuff.
Yes.
And he hadn't managed to do some good, which honestly, man, he ultimately was a pro guy,
mm-hmm.
but I do wonder what his career would have been if he was just like, I'm just going to be this college guy now.
Yeah.
Because he definitely hurt his reputation come here.
Somebody said Scottie Pippen, but my thing on Scottie Pippen is it was okay to hate him before he got here. You hated him more once he got here.
Yeah, that might be the fun one. Is like, who are you rooting for that you ultimately just had to hate once you had a level of responsibility with them? And yes, 281. People said, how about Durant?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a fun dynamic. Yeah. Maybe not fun, but an interesting one at least to me to see how many people are willing to put down the pitchforks on Kevin Durant, because he was one of those national kind of litmus tests on how you felt about player movement.
He hasn't changed.
No, he's even more so that.
If
you're saying he's changed, he's become less of the good, wholesome guy and more of the I don't care what you think about me guy.
Yes.
What about Pat Beverly?
That's a good one.
Pat Bev was very much a
he play on my team.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pat Beverly actually might be some of the reason why people hate Russell Westbrook, because you remember that time
it went
the other way where Pat Bev hurt Westbrook for the first time ever in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Keep those coming in. 713-572-4610. We'll try and hit more of those as we keep going. Someone said Bo Porter was lame.
Not the topic. That's not the question.
They were just like, let me throw this in here real quick. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on
By the way, Bo Porter sucked.
Yeah, just on your way out.
Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
That's right. Someone said Charles Barkley and the ladies of San Antonio. What does that mean? All right, coming up next. Let's get into let's go around the NFL, talk about some of the things, including your favorite quarterback of this draft, Jaxson Dart. And more importantly, what the hell is Jerry Jones doing? We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.